Dogs are an important part of our lives, and keeping them protected is a top priority, especially against nasty parasites. That's why you gotta check out NexGard Plus, Afoxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel Chewable Tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection that kills fleas and ticks, prevents heartworm disease. Plus, it treats and controls roundworms and hookworms. That's a whole lot of protection packed into a delicious beef-flavored, soft chew designed to make monthly dosing easy and enjoyable. So the next time you're at the vet, ask about NexGard Plus Chews. They're the one-and-done monthly parasite protection you want for your dog. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive.
This episode is sponsored by Wayfair. My home is a canvas for expressing myself and what matters to my family, whether it's through art or furniture. Wayfair makes it easy to bring that vision to life with everything home, from sofas and beds to dining sets and decor. We just hung the Sabine metal curved oval mirror in our dining room, and it's like the room took a deep breath and suddenly feels like itself. Every style is welcome in the Wayborhood. Visit Wayfair.com or get the Wayfair mobile app. That's WAYFAIR.com. Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hi there! You're listening to the Lazy Genius Podcast. I'm Kendra, and I'm here to help you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. Today is episode number 97, One Simple Step That Changes Meal Planning Forever. Is this magic? No, but this very simple, incredibly practical step, it kind of works like magic. I'll explain in just a second. But first, before you get distracted by a dirty diaper or a load of laundry and forget to finish this episode, I want to make sure you know that my favorite thing I've ever made for you, the meal plan, the Lazy Genius Guide to Happy Dinners at Home, is available now and will be available until Thursday, March 7th. After that, the doors close tight for at least 6 months. I'll mention it again at the end of the episode, but here's your quick reminder to not miss out on this incredibly helpful resource to help you meal plan in a way that makes sense for you. Most meal planning systems, they don't work because you didn't create the system. Someone else did. I'm definitely not asking you to start from scratch and creating some system because who has time for that? But in the meal plan, I teach you the five pillars of Lazy Genius meal planning and how to order them in a way that makes sense for your schedule, your cooking skills, your picky eaters, and your love of the table. Most of us actually love the idea of the table, of gathering and sharing and eating, but we don't so much love the kitchen part. I believe that the meal plan can be the start of that love story of where you start loving your kitchen as much as you love your table. So click the link in the episode info by tapping that little eye icon in your podcast app, or you can go straight to the source, store.thelazygeniuscollective.com/themealplan. Again, it is available until March 7th, but be careful waiting. I always get emails after a deadline ends for folks that just forgot because there's a live teaching component to the system. And so we have to close the doors for real on March 7th. So plan accordingly. I don't want you to miss out. Before we get going, I want to also apologize because guess what? It is flu season. It is sickness season. If you follow me on Instagram, you know that my family has been sick basically for all of 2019, but super, super sick the last couple of weeks. I think I'm getting the flu, you guys. I think I'm getting the flu. So I am like recording this a couple days before it comes out, kind of like right under the door at the last second. And so I apologize. Not that my voice sounds the way it does, but like I recognize that I don't sound like myself. But if there's anything that's going to get me a little bit excited, even though I might have the flu, it is meal planning, which is a weird thing to say, but what are you going to do? Okay. So, I mentioned just a second ago that finding your rhythm as a Lazy Genius meal planner is built on five pillars. And we're going to talk about one of those pillars today. Possibly the most important one, brainless crowd pleasers. Now, if you follow me on Instagram, which I encourage you to do, because then you can see like my sick journey, but you can also see that talk about meal planning every single Monday. I am there at the Lazy Genius. You have definitely heard me talk about brainless crowd pleasers. They are a pivotal part of my personal meal planning system. And if you are in a season of life where dinner feels like a chore rather than something you look forward to, I imagine you're going to really love this episode. Brainless crowd pleasers are about to become your new best friend. The one simple step that changes your meal planning forever is making a physical list of your personal brainless crowd pleasers. I want you to actually like write them down and hang the list on your fridge, put it in your planner, put it on your phone, tuck it into like a favorite cookbook that you open a lot. It needs to be somewhere you remember, or even better, that you can see immediately. Now, you might think that you don't need a list, that you mostly remember what would go on your list. But when it's 4:30 and you're scrambling to figure out dinner, you need all the help you can get. You need decisions already made. You need the thinking already done. A physical list will do more for you than you realize. Okay, so I have been talking about brainless crowd pleasers for a while now, but in the last teaching session of the meal plan, a number of folks in our private Facebook group, which you can be part of, by the way, as part of the meal plan system, said that one of the most transformational things they did was this simple step. Just write down the brainless crowd pleasers. It feels like stupidly easy, but it makes a massive difference, which, you guys, is exactly what we're shooting for in becoming a lazy genius. If dinner matters, becoming a genius about meal planning, it can really help. But if you're a lazy genius, you can do one simple step to make a huge impact. Yes, please. So let's define what a brainless crowd pleaser is. That's pretty vital if this list is going to change your life in big ways. A brainless crowd pleaser is any meal that requires very little brain power to make and is generally accepted by the people eating it. Again, it's any meal that requires very little brain power to make and is generally accepted by the people eating it. Now, let's go ahead and clear up a couple of spots of confusion. Okay, so first, brainless, it doesn't have to mean easy. It certainly can, but only you know what is required from your brain in order to make a meal. Maybe there's like a recipe that your grandmother taught you that has like multiple steps, but you can basically do those steps in your sleep. It counts as brainless. And so does frozen pizza. It all counts so long as it's brainless for you. One of our family brainless crowd pleasers, possibly the most popular one because everyone loves it and it tastes like real food, is chicken tikka masala. Now, it's not super easy. It requires making ginger garlic paste, mixing up garam masala, like a spice blend. I have to have all the ingredients like prepped and ready to go when I start cooking because the first 10 minutes are super hands-on with a lot of smoke, but it's brainless for me because I've made it so many times. I know that ginger garlic paste, it can keep for a couple of weeks, so I'll make up a batch when I have a few free minutes and some like extra space in the dishwasher for my food processor bowl. I know that like mixing up the spice blend in the morning, it's going to make the cooking that afternoon easier. I don't really have to think about it. I've already found kind of the brainless rhythm of what looks like a fairly complicated recipe. Now, it's probably not brainless for you because you've never made it before. That's why it's so important to define this correctly. Brainless doesn't have to mean easy. It just has to mean brainless for you. Now, the next spot of confusion I've had with this term is the crowd pleaser part. First, the crowd. I don't mean it is like big enough to feed a crowd. I just mean it feeds your crowd. Your crowd can be just you, you and a partner, or you and your family of eight. Crowd just means the crowd regularly sitting around your table, no matter the number. And then the second half of that word, pleaser. Not everyone has to jump for joy. You know, I don't throw a party when we have hot dogs and tater tots, but I'm generally happy with that dinner. It's fine. So it counts as pleasing to me. And that goes for your whole crowd, no matter the number. You need some meals are going to like elicit a variety of responses from your people. But as long as no one is like having a panic attack or making you feel crazy because you just want to make dinner one time and have people not complain about it constantly, it counts as pleasing. Not everyone will be equally happy with every dinner, right? And that's okay. But brainless crowd pleasers, they generally please everyone around the table without requiring a lot of brain power from you to make. Now, you already see why you need this list, right? You need this kind of meal in your life because by the time you get to the end of a lot of days, you don't have much left to give. If dinner was in the morning and we had like an entire day to recover from the emotional massacre of a new meal that didn't go over well, it wouldn't be so hard, you know? But to end the day like that, to end the day working hard on a meal that is rejected, especially when you might already have some major insecurities about your cooking skills anyway, no thank you. you need brainless crowd pleasers in your life. So now that you know what it is, make your list. You're going to grab a piece of paper and you're going to write these things down. You're going to write down these meals. Everything from frozen pizza to a giant family cheese plate to chicken noodle soup to homemade chicken enchiladas you've been making since you were 16. It can all go on that list. There are literally no rules here in terms of the food. The only rule is how easy it is for you to make and how likely you'll like not be met with dissatisfied grunts by like that one kid who thinks the family should eat spaghetti every single night. I have one of those. So make your list.
This episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Recently, I was driving the middle school carpool and the two eighth graders were talking about how they had to take a foreign language in high school next year. One of them said, "Man, why do we have to take a class? Can't we just use Rosetta Stone? That thing works great." And while I tend to stay quiet during carpool, I did pipe up from the front. It really is, right? Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It is available on desktop or can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways with its intuitive process. You can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There is no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, the Lazy Genius podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/genius. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/genius today. This episode is sponsored by Ritual. I don't like wasting time or money on things that don't work. I have a healthy dose of skepticism and I like knowing I've made a good choice. That's why I partner with companies like Ritual that consistently delight me. Ritual knows every good skeptic deserves a multivitamin that exceeds your expectations. Ritual is a female-founded B Corp, meaning they are holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of people and our planet. I take my Ritual Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamins every morning as I'm making my coffee, and I love how Ritual has made it easy for me to maintain this routine for 3 years and running. No more shady business. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus is a multivitamin you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month at ritual.com/lazygenius. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/lazygenius for 25% off. This episode is sponsored by Green Chef. Have you heard of Green Chef? I love a good meal kit, and this one puts whole foods front and center. Green Chef delivers quality whole foods with limited processed ingredients, including low added sugar and sodium smart options, so you can match whatever dietary needs you have. Each week, choose from over 80 flavor-packed meals and easily customize them to suit your lifestyle preferences. I planned for my next Green Chef delivery to come next week, because next week is like peak month of May bonkers, and I already know I will not have the energy for lunches. Yep, I'm using this meal kit box for lunches for me and my husband, and I cannot wait. Want to try Green Chef? Go to greenchef.com/lazygenius50 and use code lazygenius50 to get 50% off plus 20% off your next 2 months. That's greenchef.com/lazygenius50 and use code lazygenius50 to get 50% off plus 20% off your next 2 months. The number one meal kit for eating well. This episode is sponsored by Prose. We all know your hair and skin can sway your mood and impact your day, good or bad. But since I switched to custom hair care by Prose, I've had more good hair days than ever before. Prose is made for people, not hair and skin types. Every bottle of Prose custom hair and skin care is made to order and personalized with a unique blend of naturally powerful and proven effective ingredients. It literally could not exist without you. Their in-depth consultation analyzes over 80 factors for a complete view of you, what you eat, where you live, and what you want from your hair and skin. My Made for Kendra products take into account the average humidity and UV index in Greensboro. Wild. And because it's made for me, I've seen consistently softer, shinier, stronger hair every day. Prose is so confident that you'll bring out your best hair and skin that they're offering an exclusive trial offer of 50% off your first subscription order at prose.com/lazygenius. So you get your free consultation, then 50% off at prose.com/lazygenius. That's prose.com/lazygenius.
Okay, now for the rest of this episode, I want to talk about two things when it comes to your brainless crowd pleasers: how you build up your list and how you stock your kitchen based on your list. Now, first up, how do you build up your list? I have gotten DMs and emails from so many of you who only have two or three brainless crowd pleasers on the list. Maybe you have like a toddler who literally will only eat macaroni and cheese. Maybe you are on an incredibly tight budget and you don't feel like you have a lot of resources to get creative. There are so many possibilities here, but here is the truth for everyone. You have at least one. You have at least one brainless crowd pleaser. Everyone has at least one. And guess what? Eat that meal once a week and rejoice in the fact that you have one dinner a week where you're not struggling to cook it and your family isn't complaining about eating it. It all starts with one. And your singular goal in meal planning is to find one more, just one. Then you'll have two. That's 2 days a week where you're not stressed about dinner. Okay. Now, okay, let me give you a quick pep talk. You might think that these meals are a cop out, that they are throwaway meals that don't actually count, that you should be able to cook better or feed your family better or not struggle with this so much. This is 0% true. You might feel very alone in this whole dinner thing, but you're not. So many of you feel this way, that you should have more than two or three meals that you repeat a lot. But I'm here to tell you that you're actually doing great. All that's left to do when you're in that headspace is to see your two or three repeated meals as a gift rather than some mark on your domestic record. If you are in a season of life where time or resources are tight, it's better to be contented. It's better to be a content, repetitive eater than a downtrodden cook. It just is. Your attitude toward yourself, your discontentment with who you are in the kitchen is only going to spill over to your table. It's going to affect how your family interacts around the food. If you're discontent with making spaghetti again, it's likely you'll feel a little resentment for your kids who think it's the best thing ever. And they're probably going to feel it. Now, I don't say that to guilt you. I say that to release you. It's okay to have spaghetti once or twice a week or even every night if that's what you need to do. I think about families like generations ago who only had the food that they grew, or families during the Great Depression who were limited to like just a handful of foods night after night after night. Yes, repetition, it might feel boring or frustrating, but it doesn't make you bad. It isn't reflective of who you are as a woman, as a cook, as a provider for your family. It just doesn't. In fact, it used to be that like we didn't have a lot of choices and everyone was okay. So I want you to start reframing how you see these brainless crowd pleasers, especially the repetition of them. Use that repetition as a gift. See those repeated meals as a deep breath every few nights, which will leave you with more margin to try something new on the other nights. Don't feel guilty about meals on the fly. Don't feel guilty about repetition. That's what this list is there for. It's there to help you create margin in your life so that you slowly start to love your kitchen and find a rhythm of getting dinner on the table so you can have happy dinners at home more often than not. Okay, pep talk over. So you build up your list one recipe at a time. Try a new recipe. Pay attention to how it made you feel as the cook and how your family liked it. If they didn't complain too much, or maybe there's one element that just didn't go over very well, like it was too spicy. Try it again in a week, but cut back on the spiciness. Try a new recipe. Pay attention to how crowd-pleasing it was and how you felt making it. And if you think it could eventually make the cut on your list, repeat it until it does. And then start again with another new recipe. Now, of course, you can add more than one new recipe to the rotation at once to try out and add to your brainless crowd-pleaser list. But don't feel badly if starting with one is all you can do. That is amazing. And you should be encouraged that you're doing it at all. But if you have the capacity or like the cooking skills to like play around with a few over a handful of weeks, go for it. But small steps count just as much, if not more, than big ones. One new test at a time. Okay, and finally, let's talk briefly about stocking your kitchen. I did an entire episode about stocking your kitchen and mentioned this idea. So you can click the link in the show notes to listen to that episode. I think it's called The Lazy Genius Stocks the Kitchen. But essentially, stock your kitchen, not with what the internet says you should have, but with what your brainless crowd pleasers need. The purpose of a stocked kitchen is to be able to put meals together without having to go to the store to make dinner like essentially on the fly and make that easy. If you're going to do that, you need to stock your kitchen with foods your brainless crowd pleasers require. So after you make your list, choose maybe like three meals that are like in the top of the rotation preferably recipes that use more shelf-stable products as opposed to like a lot of fresh stuff, and then make a list of the ingredients you need for those recipes and always have them. For example, one of my recipes I always have stuff for is a rice bowl with chicken and broccoli. I'm married to a Japanese man, so we always have rice. Like I'm talking like a 30-pound bag of Japanese rice at all times. It's kind of hilarious. So I always have rice. I always have Trader Joe's Mandarin chicken in the freezer along with frozen broccoli. That meal can be made with basically zero brain cells, and my family like mostly eats it. My kids definitely complain about the broccoli because I guess kids just do that. But they'll eat one or two pieces and then they'll like devour the chicken and the rice in different proportions depending on the kid. One kid loves rice and chicken's fine. One is obsessed with the chicken and like thinks rice is kind of gross. Now I can always make that meal because I intentionally keep my kitchen stocked for it. You do the same thing. Pick a handful of your brainless crowd pleasers that can be made with non-fresh ingredients and always keep ingredients for those meals. And y'all, that's it. That is the one simple step that changes meal planning forever. Make a list of brainless crowd pleasers. Keep it in view and make those meals without guilt. No guilt. It is not allowed. You might know that I'm working on a book right now and it takes a lot of time and also is like, it's depleting my brain in ways I did not expect. So guess what? My family, we're eating so many brainless crowd pleasers right now. We have what ends up being about like a 3 or 4 week rotation of the same dinners, just repeated. And that's great. Now I do have a list of like maybe 25 brainless crowd pleasers, but I've been building that list for years. Don't feel weirded out by that number. But honestly, I think you'll be surprised and you'll have more on your list than you think you do. And then get excited because you just like change meal planning for yourself. Use those meals, make them and enjoy them. That is what they're there for. And then they can leave space for you to try new things. And you're not stressed every single night. Okay, I mentioned at the start of this episode that you can join our community of Lazy Genius meal planners. And I want to make sure to mention that again before we go. So brainless crowd pleasers are only one of the five pillars of Lazy Genius meal planning. So if you're interested in learning the other four and getting some like sheets to print out for things like your brainless crowd pleasers, as well as like a lot of other stuff, I think there's something like at least 10 sheets for you to print out. And if you want to join that private Facebook group I mentioned that is made up only of folks who want to cook dinner this way. Oh, it's so great. The meal plan is for you. Details can be found by clicking the link in the show notes, like I said, or you can go straight to store.thelazygeniusCollective.com/the meal plan. And we close that community to new folks on March 7th. That's a Thursday. So please be sure to check it out before then. And if you have any questions for me about this episode, I will be live on Instagram this Thursday around 12:15 Eastern, assuming I am not in bed with the flu, to answer your questions. And they're every Thursday. And on Instagram stories, like almost daily. So please follow me there at The Lazy Genius. Come say hi. Okay, now go make your list of brain scrap pleasers. Or you can just order the meal plan and print out the list that's already set up for you and fill it out. I'm so excited. I'm so excited to get more of you loving your kitchens. Like it's like my favorite thing ever. So thank you for listening today. I am Kendra. And until next time, be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. See you next week.
When I started the Lazy Genius Collective, I knew I needed an online platform that could keep up with my ideas. I chose Squarespace for its flexibility and user-friendly features in 2015, and I'm thrilled to continue to partner with them today. Squarespace is made with entrepreneurs and content creators in mind. Every time I've had a new idea, Squarespace has helped me bring it to life and made it easy behind the scenes. And they're still finding new ways to serve their customers well, including the newest feature, Squarespace Courses. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own online courses. Create educational content your audience will love, tailor your course with the powerful built-in Fluid Engine editor, set the price, and you're in business. Turn your creativity into income with Squarespace Courses. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to www.squarespace.com squarespace.com/lazygenius to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/lazygenius.